Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We are fired up for Buffalo Bills training camp. Gets underway Thursday at St. John Fisher College. We know a man who will be on the scene for all of training camp, covering it like no one else. Rochester sports icon, 13-WAM sports director, Mike Catalano. Good with his time joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Bataglia. Mike, how are you?
Good, fellas. Good. Ready for some football.
Yeah, finally the season's here. And as far as the Bills offseason, Danger and I were talking, we couldn't recall an offseason where you had, an offseason where you had minimal distractions, Mike. How much weight do you put into something like that where you didn't have a LeSean McCoy or Adolphus Washington or any real big injuries to talk about here?
No, nothing injury-wise, nothing off the field-wise. It's what teams hope for, and the players are not around, just like any other people, somebody can get in trouble, something can happen, and they've been very fortunate that way. Basically, the team they ended the draft and free agency with is intact. They've added other people, as you guys just mentioned. They're bringing people in, which to me, this roster is still very fluid, so they're going to be constantly looking at players. But I think the plan is going now. Does the plan work? I guess we're all going to find out in the next few months.
Mike, so much of what I think the Bills will have in terms of success in 2019 is going to hinge on whether or not the overhauled offensive line can gel and gel early on in the season. And I know it takes time for these things to kind of develop, but one guy that I'm certainly looking forward to seeing and whether or not he pays off on the investment that taking him in the second round, going up to take him in the second round, what are your thoughts early on what kind of an impact Cody Ford can have at training camp with the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I mean, obviously they got a lot of high hopes for him, and he's coming into a good situation where I do believe they expect him to play. I think they will be disappointed. I believe they'll be disappointed if he's not earning the starting spot right away. But they do at least have some viable options this year. We've talked before about just how bad the offensive line has been, certainly last year, and how many struggles they had. But I think they're looking forward to that out of Cody Ford for this year. So I think that's the case. I do believe that, you don't know how it's going to map out until we get to camp and we start to see the different combinations that they use. But I do think the overall talent level helps a young guy like Cody Ford. Let's be honest. Deion Dawkins started basically his first year because, they were just really bad on the offensive line, and he showed some flashes. And then he regressed a little bit last year, and we've talked about, was it because the rest of the line was so poor that he start doing things that maybe you're not supposed to be doing? So I think that part will be interesting. I think having a guy like Mitch Morris as the center is going to help the entire offensive line. But like I said, they drafted Ford high for a reason. I think they believe he can be a starter right away, and let's see how he performs at camp.
On the rookies, Singletary at running back. We know it's crowded at the running back position. And Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox is a fourth-round tight end, Mike, could he perhaps jump? Could he be your opening day starter at tight end?
Sure. It's the one thing about that position is, normally, no matter what level you play at, production in college can translate into the NFL. He did not have the production in the passing game. They see that in him. But to show your first real production at that position in the NFL, I think would be a bit of a surprise. But they seem to like what they see out of him physically. Again, to count on anything with rookies. I was with a guy from the Bills football staff 2 years ago, standing on the field, and I'm looking at some of the rookies and some of the players, and he's like, I never count on a rookie. Doesn't mean they can't play, doesn't mean they can't contribute, but you're talking about starting in the NFL and contributing, and that's a position that Josh Allen really needs help. It would be fantastic for them if he can become that guy, but again, counting on him in a 16-game season is a lot.
Mike Catalano, 13WM Sports Director, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. You mentioned Josh Allen, and really the season goes as Josh Allen goes. We've spent time this offseason speculating and conversing and debating what a realistic expectation is. Mike, I'm curious as to where your line is on what Josh Allen could look like with a full 16-game schedule in order for this team to be a playoff team. Are we talking 3,800 yards? Are we talking 30 or so touchdowns? What's that number look like in your head?
Well, a lot of very good quarterbacks made a big jump in that second year. Second year in the league, second year as a starter. I think you want to see that. You know, it's funny. I think the bar was pretty low for him last year, and especially with what else they had on that roster. And people were just happy to see him sort of survive the year and show those flashes. But I think you want to see him become that passer. And I think we'll know it. Right? Won't we know it, even if the numbers don't add up? Because, you know, you could have games where he throws for 185 yards, but you look at it and go, man, he had a heck of a game throwing the ball because he made those big throws. You know, it's great to shoot it down the field and get Robert Foster, or in this case, Brown, going deep. But don't you want to see the 3rd and 7 where he completes it to Beasley? Don't you want to see Zay Jones catch one over the middle and get those first downs? And I think it's statistically, yes, we want to see the improvement, certainly in the passing game. But I think we all sort of know when we see those quarterbacks that just start to get it a little bit, that I think you see it in the player, even if it doesn't always reflect itself in the numbers. I'm not hedging on the numbers. I'm saying is sometimes guys can put up numbers and they're a bit hollow, and sometimes they put up lesser numbers, but you know that guy is starting to get it. I think that's what I want to see out of Josh
Allen. We learned something about Mike Catalano today, Gene. We learned that Mike Catalano, like me, and I think you're like this as well, eye test guy. Yeah. Does he pass the eye test? Yeah. He's an eye test guy. I like that.
Yeah, no, I think, and it's a sort of a feel too. And it, you know, you'll watch a game. We'll all watch it, and you know, the game will get done. And somebody didn't watch the game will turn to you and go, wow, it looked like Josh Allen had a really good game, but you were there or you watched it and you're like, no, they were getting blown out and he put up some phony numbers or he had one guy catch one short and take it a long way. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't help the team if a guy takes a short pass and goes 80, but there's a difference between the absolute production in that moment, which you needed, and then the development of the quarterback. And I think that's what I want to see out of Allen. And hey, you can do both. You can have the numbers and the development. You know, I mean, I don't expect Patrick Mahomes 50 touchdowns, but I do expect him to be a much better passer, and that's going to be the key to this team improving offensively. Certainly he needs the line. Look, whatever the kid did last year, he did it with an awful offensive line and a totally unproductive wide receiver core that ended up, you know, holding on to the fact that Robert Foster, an undrafted guy who was cut in the beginning of the year, becomes his go-to guy. If he can do it with that, at least to some extent, let's see what he can do with at least competent NFL players at those positions.
Mike, I find it interesting that I hear what you're saying. You didn't even mention mobility. Something with Josh Allen that a lot of other quarterbacks, and this is kind of a big topic, a hot button, because there's a lot of fans that are, coach him out of this, he'll become RG3, but in this day and age of the NFL, where if you know the rules of the road and you can get down, make sure you take your slides and live for another down, why not make sure you have some designed runs in there? And Josh Allen, once in a while, will have some big plays for you in that regard. So with all that being said, Mike, how should Brian Daboll, how would you expect them to handle Josh Allen in regards to mobility, and should there be more design plays for him this year in this regard?
Yeah, I'm not as big on the design plays for the run. I think you can do it with him, and I think you pick and choose your moment. But, you know, you look at a guy like Russell Wilson. Now, who's going to compare Russell Wilson to Josh Allen? I mean, physically, they're about as different as you get, except watch how smart Russell Wilson is. And he's one of the smallest guys on the field. And the guy just rarely takes a hit. He just knows how to avoid that. And some guys have just been very good at that. And he puts himself in spots. You know, he's had a terrible offensive line for a few years in Seattle. And he knows how to pick those spots and get to a position. I'm not big on snap the ball to Josh and have him run around the end, take 3 hits there. There may be moments when you need that. I think they should be the exception, not the rule. But I want to see him go back, use his mobility to get to a spot. If he needs to take off, what you're talking about, I think, is the difference between taking a hit or sliding or just running out of bounds. You know, if it's fourth down late in the game and you got to get the first, you take the hit and you get the first down. But he's got to learn how to, you know what it is too, guys, I think we look at a guy like Josh Allen. I think he's done a really good job of not trying to be everything, right? Where he can be a leader, but doesn't mean it's totally your team. And I think he has a confidence, but an awareness of who he still is, which is a second-year guy who, you know, has a long way to go. But I think once they accept the fact to say, yeah, but guess what? I'm the starting quarterback, and I got to stay healthy, and I am different than the other 52 guys on the roster. If a guy can do that without becoming an egotistical mess, I think that's a key, right? But you have to convince Josh Allen, your teammates have to convince you, you can't get hurt. You hurt us if you get hurt. And that's, you know, you see him trying to be one of the guys, but in this case, you ain't one of the guys. You're the quarterback.
Mike, we know you have a heart out. You're gracious with your time. I wanted to give you a chance really quickly to let everybody know what kind of coverage they can expect on 13 WHAM this week with training camp getting underway Thursday at St. John Fisher.
Yeah, we're out there every day. We got our whole crew out there. And I can't really I will tell you this. We're working on some stuff digitally. So, you know, we appreciate everybody watching, you know, on 13 and on Fox Rochester. We're working on some stuff where we're really going to be aggressive in terms of our digital content, providing more content to people, giving people tons of news, commentary, breaking news, really hoping that people look at us, not just on 13wham.com, but something special involving the Bills. And hopefully I got some more details on it as we get a little closer to the season. But that's going to be a big focus of ours. We know you're out there with your phones. We know you're out there, you know, with your iPads, and it's not always the ability to sit and watch the television, like I said, though we do appreciate that. But we want to go where our Bills fans are, or our viewers are, where our listeners are. So a little bit more of that coming, but we're right now excited about getting out there, providing content for everybody, and, you know, following up between myself and Jenna and Dan Fates, who works with us now on social media as well.
Mike, one last question. Vegas has the Bills at 6.5. That just seems too easy, or are we just too close to it to recognize that this is a team that many outside of Buffalo are overrating? Your thoughts on the over-under being at 6.5?
I tweeted something yesterday. 16 of the last 19 years, the Bills have finished between 6 and 9 wins. They are maybe the most predictable team in the NFL. And people get, you know, our buddies, you know, our buddy Mr. Duffy always gives me a hard time and say, I always predict the Bills with 7 wins. Well, there's a reason that's the case, because if you predict the Bills with 7 wins, you're usually right. And unfortunately, they've been that predictable. And I say the reason that Vegas puts it there is because, you know, you ask most fans around the league and you say 6.5 with the Bills and they start going, I don't know. I think they'll be over that. I really do believe they'll be over that. But the problem with the Bills is we just talked about, there's a lot of questions with this team, right? They have to be, they don't have, especially offensively, the guys that you say, well, he's done it multiple times. Maybe McCoy 3 years ago was that guy. Maybe he gets back to that. But they don't really have those guys, even on the entire roster, but certainly on the offensive side. So it's hard to just say, oh, guaranteed, this team is winning. I think they can do it. They need a lot of things to go well. They need that line to be really good. They need the wide receivers to contribute, and Allen has to improve because they got a tough schedule too. So I have no problem with the Vegas line. I would take over, but let me ask Bills fans who get upset about the 6.5. If it was 7.5, would you hedge there? Certainly if it was 8.5, would you hedge? I mean, you know, we're still in that range of where the Bills usually are. They need to be breaking out of that. It's going to take a lot this year. I think they have the potential to do it. If I'm picking now, I take the over. But there's no guarantees with this franchise.
Mike, you're the best. Appreciate your time as always. Look for you later on this week.
Sounds good, guys.
13 WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalano, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Yeah. I mean, Thursday, we are out at St. John Fisher College. First practice being at 9:45. We don't expect you to be looking at your phone all day long. So when you get in your car on your way home, Bills Camp Live will have interviews, players. It's going to be a great time. And media experts like Mike Catalano every once in a while stopping by.
All right, let's get to I'll Drink to That. Some takes on tap in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Usually I'll share a sports take and a non-sports take. My sports take on the golf tournament that occurred over the weekend overseas. I have a take on the British Open. You heard me. And I also my non-sports take
by
today.
By the way, we established that on the show, that we were going to call it the British Open.
We did, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay down the foundation for the rest of our country. This calling it the Open, it needs to stop. Stop being a coward. We'll get into that.
Yeah. The most interesting team to me outside of the Buffalo Bills. What are you doing, Dallas? Oh, we've got a development on that. I'm going to make my suggestion to Jerry Jones on how to handle all this. And these supposed demands are going to come his way from Ezekiel Elliott. And the Washington Wizards made one really, really weird hire today. Hiring a guy from a different sport doesn't ever work out. So I don't know why you're thinking... Oh, wait a second. We kind of did that with the Sabres, didn't we?
All right. I'll Drink to That is on the way next. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.